Well, I asked Daniel earlier this week if he could have the youth group join us tonight in our sanctuary tonight. So if you're a part of the youth group, raise your hand. Welcome them into our sanctuary tonight. Keep those hands lifted up so we can make mark of where you are and keep an eye on you. No, I'm just kidding. You can put them down. It's great to have you with us. And Mike Morsi also works with the college ministry on Wednesday night. And the college group is going to be with us tonight as well. And I don't see Mikey, but younger folks are with us here tonight. Why did I ask you to join us? Because we're coming to a text tonight in the scripture that specifically talks to the youth. It addresses the youth. And there's a very important principle that all of us can learn tonight, but it's one of those principles that the sooner you learn it, the better. The younger you learn it, the better. So that's why I asked you in here tonight. And so you're going to have plenty of time to fellowship in a little bit. We even brought a treat for folks tonight. But I'd like you to just really listen carefully, and I'd like you to read along carefully with me. We are in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, so I hope you all have your Bibles. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. There are pew Bibles around the room, and you can find one and turn to page 774, and that'll get you right to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Give your attention to God's word. Let's pray. Father, I ask that you would teach us. So grateful, Lord, that the truth in your word applies to all of us of every age. And oh, how we need your word. Oh, how we need your truth. Lord, use your word tonight to greatly encourage us and to get us on the right path of your commandments, the right way to live life, all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Look at verse 1, Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. Let's read that again. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come. You know, youth, I think, that's one of the best stages in life. Being young is awesome. It is a wonderful thing. Now, when I say young, let's just say we'll go from about 12 to 25. Will that be okay? Anybody disagree with that? 12 to 30, somewhere in there. If you're that young, you have energy. You have drive. You have a zest for life. You have passion. I know that many of you have these big dreams that you want to fulfill in your life. And you know what? You got the youth, you got the energy, you got the drive, and you got the talent to do it. It's all right there. So much potential. Youth is fantastic. I look back on the days of my youth with great fondness. Youth is so fantastic, in fact, that you need to understand that the older you get, the harder you try to hang on to it. Old people try to get younger. We try to stay younger and feel younger. That's why we buy wrinkle creams to get rid of all the wrinkles, or hair products to keep hair on. Hours in the gym trying to look younger, feel younger. dieting. I read this week that there are over 10 million cosmetic surgery procedures done every year in America. Most all of them not medically necessary. People trying to hold on to youth. Stay young. And everybody's searching after that. Listen, those of you who are in the youth group, you've got it. You don't even have to buy it. You have it right now. You have all that energy and vitality and potential. And I would say to you, enjoy it. Love it. Live it. Because as verse 1 says, difficult days are coming. Enjoy the days of your youth. Make the most of the days of your youth. Because there are difficult days coming. What are the difficult days? Getting older. Leaving youth. Growing older. Understand this. As you get older, life gets more difficult. More things happen to you physically in your bodies. And it can be very, very difficult. Solomon goes to describe what old age or getting older is like. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are not darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain. What Solomon is saying is, when you're younger, the sun shines brighter more often. When you're younger, there's not a whole lot of rain. And he's speaking poetically. He's saying that when you're younger, you don't have as many problems as you will have when you're older. The older you get, the more problems you run into. Now, when you're young, you do have problems from time to time, no doubt. I know you do. But as you get older, it seems to be one problem after another, one storm after another. I know elderly people who have had to have this knee replaced. And then a couple months later, this knee replaced. Then a hip replaced. Then another hip replaced. Then a rod stuck in their neck. And then they get sick and other things happen. All these different pressures, one on top of another, as the body sort of starts to break down. And it can be very tough getting older in many different kinds of ways. My grandmother lived into her 80s. And towards the end of her life, she got very depressed because she'd lost her husband, my grandfather. And I remember her telling me once, I don't like to get old because all my friends have died. And here she was, the last one of her group, still alive. And she was depressed. And I'm telling you, those are difficult days. Enjoy youth. Solomon goes on to describe getting older using the image of a house that gets older and starts to crumble. And he makes all sorts of analogies. Look at verse 3. See if you can see what he's getting at. In the day when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men bow down, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look through the windows grow dim. The keepers of the house begin to tremble when you get older. Most believe that that's speaking of the arms or the hands. Have you ever seen an older person and they sort of shake? The strong men bow down. The legs. Those strong legs that you have in youth. Oh, they get weak and they get weary. When the grinders cease because they are few. What do you think that's speaking about? Teeth. You get older, you lose your grinders. Your teeth, it gets harder to chew. It really stinks. Those that look through the windows grow dim. The windows get harder. What's that? you can't see. Man, when I turned 40, all of a sudden I couldn't see very well. The eyeglasses, you need them. The reading glasses, that's a part of getting old. Look at verse 4, it continues. See if you can see what he's talking about. When the doors are shut in the streets and the sound of grinding is low. When one rises up at the sound of a bird and all the daughters of music are brought low. Doors shut. Things aren't as loud. What are you losing when you get older? Your hearing. You rise at the sound of a bird. It's much harder to sleep the older you get. You get stirred very quickly. Things wake you up right away. The daughters of music, as it says, are brought low. Your vocal cords. Your ability to speak. Lots of times when you get older, you whisper. Or have you ever heard anybody speak raspy? These are all pictures of getting old. Look at verse 5. Also, they are afraid of height and of terrors in the way. As you get older, your bones become more brittle. And as you get older, you have to walk very carefully. And if you fall, you could do serious damage. You're afraid more often to be out by yourself, walking alone in the streets. When the almond tree blossoms, verse 5, you know how an almond tree blossoms? White. So what's that saying? When you get old, what happens to your hair? It turns white, gray. The grasshopper is a burden. How hard do you think it should be to lift up a grasshopper? I mean, you could do that. I don't even know what some of you do with grasshoppers, but it's very easy. Just pick up a grasshopper. But the idea is when you get older, your strength, you become weak. Even things like grasshoppers are hard to lift up. And desire fails. That's a part of life. That's what happens as we get older. The body starts to get weaker. It starts to get much more difficult. It is difficult getting older. Amen? Those are the old people out there that just said amen. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to point anybody out. But it does. Young people, enjoy that youth that you have. But understand something tonight. Youth is fleeting. Youth goes very, very quickly. And remember, difficult days are coming when it will be harder. And time does fly very fast. It seems like yesterday that I was in college. It seems like yesterday I was in high school. It seems like yesterday I was in a youth group at church. Yesterday I was in middle school. And like that, you get older. I know it's hard to understand. Maybe for some of you who are very young here tonight. But let me tell you, it goes very quickly. So I would also like to say this to the youth. Respect your elders. Honor your elders. Honor your parents. Honor those who are older than you. Understand what's happening. Grandparents, they love you. Spend time with them. You know what would be a real cool blessing for the youth group? Go visit the elderly in a nursing home. Reach out. Use your youth to bless others. So remember that in your youth. And above all, do what it said in verse 1. Remember now your what? Creator. In the days of your youth. That means to fear God. To worship God. To have God as your first place. For Him to be number one. For you to want to serve Him and please Him all the days of your life. Start now in your youth. In fact, let's all say that out loud together. Read verse 1 with me. Out loud. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. Middle school, high school, college, whatever it may be. Right now, in the days of your youth, with all of your energy, you can get wrapped up in stuff that will destroy your life. Or right now, in the midst of youth, with all of your energy, you can get wrapped up in God. And find life. And be safe in life. Stand for God at your school. Let God be first place in your life right now. Settle it right now. And live for Him the rest of your days. That's what Solomon would say. All right. So you're born into this world. You have youth. As you get older, it gets more difficult. What happens after old age? Huh? You die. That's right. Look what Solomon continues to say in verse 5. For man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets. What is that talking about right there? That's a funeral service. So here a person has become older, now they've died, now they're carrying his body through the streets, now they're going to lay his body in the ground, they're going to have a funeral service, people are mourning. So you're born into this world, you enjoy youth, then life gets more and more difficult, and then you get older, and then you die. So Solomon says, verse 6, remember your what? Your Creator. Before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. Those are all pictures of death. At death, it's all over. Silver cord is broken. The golden bowl is broke. You die. Your body returns to the dust. The spirit goes back to be with the Lord. And so Solomon says, before you die, remember your Creator. Fear your Creator. Live for God. Make sure you know Him. Do it young. Do it now, even if you're not young. Solomon is telling us that life is very, very short. Life is very, very quick. You're here for just a little while, and then it's all of eternity. The Bible tells us that. The Bible says that this life is like a vapor. You're here for a little while and then you're gone. The Bible says that your life is like a shadow that falls across the ground. Just here for a little while. The Bible says that our lives here are like grass that grows up in the morning and in the afternoon it's mowed down. Very, very short. So it's very, very important that you make the most of this short life. And the way you make the most of this short life is to remember your Creator. Walk with Him. Love Him. Please Him. Worship Him. Fear Him. If you don't have God in your life, this life becomes empty. It's meaningless. There's no purpose to it. We've been studying this book of Ecclesiastes for several weeks in here. And Solomon does kind of a weird thing in this book. If many of you don't know his story, he was one of the wisest men who ever lived, one of the richest men who's ever lived in all of history. Great king, had everything that he possibly wanted. At the beginning of this book, King Solomon decides to go on a journey. He decides to go and experience everything that this world has to offer. And he says, I'm going to go out and I'm going to try to find meaning in everything that this world can offer. I'm going to do an experiment. I'm going to see if I can find meaning and purpose. And so Solomon did that. He went out and he pursued pleasure. He went out and he pursued partying. He pursued fame. He pursued riches. He pursued building projects and huge business things. He had everything that he could possibly have wanted, to the max that this life could possibly offer. And you know what he concluded about it all? Verse 8, vanity of vanities, says the preacher, all is vanity. Understand that. Take it from somebody who was the richest man who has ever lived. You might say, well, I'd like to become rich and give it a try. Let me go out and have my fun. Let me go do the party thing in high school. Let me go after these various things and see what the world has to offer. Listen, it'll wreck you, and it is empty, it is vanity, and there's no purpose to it. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. But if God is in your life, everything becomes real. Everything becomes beautiful. I want you to see how this chapter concludes. Look at verse 9. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yes, he pondered and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find acceptable words, and what was written was upright, words of truth. The words of the wise are like goads, and the words of scholars are like well-driven nails given by one shepherd. And further, my son, be admonished by these. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is wearisome to the flesh. That was one of my favorite verses in college, because it really is true. What Solomon is saying is not only did he go out and try to experience everything that this life had to offer and found it to be vain, he also spent his whole life studying every book he could possibly get his hands on. He looked after every proverb. He read everything, trying to find meaning, trying to find purpose. Why am I here? What's the meaning of life? I mean, this man looked for it. And here's what he concluded. Verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is it. This is what I found. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. You see it? That is the purpose of life. And young person, the sooner you learn that, the better. The whole purpose in life is to fear God. That is why we were created. To know Him to enjoy Him, to keep His commandments. That's why we were created. He says, this is man's all. That is why we're here. Everything else is secondary to that in your life. First place in your life, God. Following Him, pleasing Him, not caring what the rest of the crowd says. And if you can do that every day of your life, oh my friend, you're in for a blessed life. You're in for a safe life. You're in for a life that God will use in mighty ways, and you will find meaning and you will find purpose. In other words, make a decision right now. God, you're number one. Right now, from this day forward. And I want to follow you all the days of my life. You will be living the dream. You will be living and enjoying the very reason for which you were created. Look what it says in verse 14. God will do what? Bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Does how you live life here matter? Okay, so there's people out there, and they don't trust, they don't have any reaction to God. They don't believe in God. They don't want to live according to God. And you know what? A lot of those people, they just live these meaningless, purposeless lives. And they think that there's nothing that happens after. But that's absolutely wrong. Yes, this life is short. But eternity's long. And that's coming. And the verse says, every single one of us, one day, will stand before God as the judge of our life, and we will have to give an account to every word that we've ever spoken, whether good or evil, every action done, public, private, good or evil. Does everything matter? Have you ever gossiped about someone behind their backs? And you thought, nobody will ever know. How about when you stand before God and that's exposed? How about every bad word that you ever said? How about every deed that you did that you thought you got away with? Can you get away with anything with God? He sees and He knows, and one day we will have to give an account. So you have to be ready. And the best way to be ready is to live your life fearing God every day. Making that decision when you're young or at whatever age, God is going to be first place. This is the whole duty of life. Does the thought of standing before God at the judgment seat scare you? It should. Would there be anybody here tonight that says, oh yeah, I can stand before God? I've never done anything. Would you say I've never done anything wrong before God? Can you get away with anything? Doesn't He know all things? Well, how do you get ready for that day? The Bible gives an answer. We have all sinned, haven't we? We have all fallen short from the glory of God. But that is the beauty of the gospel message. God sent Jesus Christ, His Son, to be our Savior, who died on the cross for the sins of the world. And so if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all of your sins are forgiven. You're clean. And so when you stand before God at the judgment day, your sins have already been judged in Jesus. And you go free. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you'll have to stand before God and account for your sins. And those will be punished. We're all sinners. Some of us are forgiven and some of us aren't. Are you forgiven? Look at your life. The most important thing you can do with your life is ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior, to come into your life, to forgive you of all your sins, and then to live your life doing what Solomon says here, fear God, keep His commandments. That will save you for all of eternity, and by the way, that will give you a great life to live here. I challenge you. By the way, I know I made getting older sound pretty bleak tonight, didn't I? Can't wait to get older. Getting old is tough. But do you know that if you begin to live your life fearing God, you can grow old graciously? And that, yeah, your youth can be awesome, but middle age can be awesome too. And even as you get into your older years, that can be pretty good too. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. It says in Psalm 92, they shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. So whether young or old, the sooner the better, but whether old or young, fear God now. Make Him first place right now. And by the way, I do believe that heaven will be like the fountain of youth. I think when we all get to heaven, we'll all get young again. I think we'll be feeling better than we even did when we were younger here for all of eternity because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. Fear Him with everything. Live for Him. I'd like you all to bow your heads and close your eyes. I'd just like to ask you tonight, where are you with the Lord? Young person, where are you with the Lord? Is He more important to you than your friends? Is He more important to you than sports? Is He more important to you than maybe a boyfriend or a girlfriend? He needs to be. I challenge you. Let Jesus be first place, and you watch what He'll do with your life. No matter what age you may be here tonight, is the Lord first place in your life? Have you found Him? Is Jesus Christ your Savior? If there is anyone here tonight who's never received the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to lead you in a prayer right now. Get all of your sins forgiven. Get on the right path in life. Pray this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, be my Lord. Be my Savior. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins, rising again. Come into my heart and help me to follow you all the days of my life. Be first place. If you prayed that prayer, he came into your heart and he saved you. And he'll never leave you or forsake you. And I would ask that if you did pray that prayer after the service, you would come forward and you would share that with one of us who will be up here in the front. Maybe you're a youth leader. Maybe you've never prayed that prayer and you need to go tell Daniel or one of your other youth leaders. Let's all stand.